I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on January 23rd, 2020. Microsoft got a lot of attention back in October when it announced new dual-screen devices that are slated to land before the end of this year. And while the company didn't elaborate at the time on how it planned to support developers coding for the new hardware, a clearer picture is now emerging with the release of a preview SDK for its Surface Duo Android device. Documentation suggests that Microsoft is taking a pragmatic and evolutionary approach towards development for their Android platform, and makes clear that even standard and unmodified apps will run just fine, even though they'll be restricted to a single pane of the dual-screen device without user intervention. And an SDK for Windows 10X, which is the target operating system of the company's other upcoming dual-screen device, will be released in conjunction with a developer day that Microsoft is hosting on February 11th. In addition to supporting native application development, Microsoft has also proposed some changes to the Web CSS standard, which will allow developers to customize their websites and progressive web apps to better take advantage of the dual-screen hardware planned to ship this holiday season. An update to Molten VK will bring Vulkan 1.2 support to Apple devices. macOS and iOS don't include native Vulkan support, but rely on a technology that Apple calls Metal to provide a low-level accelerated graphics API for those platforms. First released by the Kronos Group's Portability Initiative almost 2 years ago, Molten VK runs on top of the Metal API to provide a subset of Vulkan functionality for Apple devices. And with its latest release yesterday, Molten VK has now been updated and brought into line with version 1.2 of the Vulkan specification, which landed last Wednesday. Psyonix has announced that it will shortly be ending official support for Rocket League on macOS and Linux. The company, which was acquired by Epic Games last year, has stated that the last official Mac and Linux patches for the game will appear in early March, after which those platforms will be unsupported. Psyonix hasn't provided any explanation for its decision, other than to say that it has wanted to adapt and use new technologies, which has made it difficult to support the Mac and Linux ports of the game. The company does stress that Rocket League will continue to play once out of official support, but says that some features won't work as expected. And it suggests that Mac and Linux users who had previously purchased the game download and run the Windows version instead. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/87.